Eugene, looking ahead to tomorrow's big game, it's Cavan and Monaghan in Kingspan Breffni Park, next into the ring. And first of all, before we look at that, and I suppose it may have a bearing on that game as well, a lot of fallout from last weekend's game here in Donegal, between Donegal and Tyrone, and this new word that has come into the vocabulary in recent times, this word of sledging. What do you make of it all?
Well, I don't think it'd be a strange name up in the Donegal territory, as if you happen to say about something about sledging. I think most people would know that Donegal are the best tunnellers in the world, and sledging was something that they use well when they're digging. But this word has come out in the Gaelic terms, and I think it's a word that it shouldn't be used. Verbalism is the proper word that was used as a Gaelic man, and a basic thing. I think it's been exploded highly, yeah, with the media. And people have listened to this sledging, but in layman terms, it's verbalism that's used in the field very strongly, and something that should not be in part of Gaelic football. We weren't brought up that way.
Is it blown out of proportion, or is there a problem there?
There is an underlying problem, and I think they'll have to start at the grassroots area, the younger players, to see the damage it does. Number one, to the player themselves. Number two, what it instigates. It's a deliberate tactic that should not, and whoever starts it, let it be management targeting different players, which I believe it can be influenced by a directive from somewhere. It should not be used in Gaelic football, as we are always taught by the best of the best. Your job is to play football at its best, and the championship football is where you deliver it on every day you go out.
But it's an age old thing. Like it's gone on a long time in football, and it's not only in Gaelic football. It seems to have maybe lines have been crossed in recent times.
It does, and it depends on who's playing to. When there's a history there between Tyrone and Donegal, but it's a history because it's been highlighted that way. I think if the game is just played, the game was taking place, it should be that way. But the media build it up into a frenzy, and there's no doubt any flashpoints during the game, there'll always be the word of verbalism used. This man said that. Remember, if a player wants to say something, he'll target the player, the opposition, at a certain place that no referee or linesman will hear it. The television cameras can pick up certain things, but these players now that are targeting these, they're very orchestrated, and they're very deliberate, and they do it and they see it to hurt the player in general. Yeah. And it's a wrong way to go, but unfortunately it has crept into the game, as you highlighted, and it has been in the past, but we pass it off in general, but it seems to be a more deliberate thing to hurt and to unnerve the player, which should not be part of the game.
Yeah, like we get anecdotal evidence. Okay, nobody will come out and say it, and we can't use some of what's been said anyway over the airways. But it seems to become very personalised about wives and girlfriends and mothers and all that everything.
Yes, being an only child sometimes it can be good. But when your family's brought into it, but I have to say when they bring that into it, he's not a player. He's just someone that just wants to go out and do harm. To me, he shouldn't be wearing a jersey in that case, because number one, when a player does that, I would always maintain. I remember different things happening as a past player, and there's no doubt a lot of past county players and club players. It doesn't have to be county players. You just go out and play the game, and people will do things to unnerve you, but you have to be bigger than they are. But the people that do that are known in their own county, and the action should be taken within their own county and labelled high enough, so the player will be, when he wears a county jersey, that he's well known for it.
Yeah, well, you mentioned there that obviously the guys can whisper in an ear in a nice way, nice and quietly, and makes it very difficult for referees. So really, referees and officials really can't do very much.
Their hands are tied, and plus the fact that, in fairness, with the amount of cards referees, the rule changing, they're so focused in making sure they make the right decision on tackling and everything, without a hearing aid for what is said in the field, because the next thing you'll hear is there'll be a hooter going, and number six said that there. So the referee has to, number one, they're trying to keep the spectator happy by keep the game in flow. Number two, the rule changes have happened so much that referees have a hard job staying with it and the pace of the game. And remember, the game last week was live on television. The game this week is live on television. So the referee has to be up to date, and he knows he's been judged not only by his mentors along the line, but also by the TV media, big sponsorships. So they really have to deliver the right decisions on the time. And it's an outset when you look at the players' verbalism. And there will be flashpoints in the Monaghan Cavan game this weekend, and there's no doubt it will be, linesmen and umpires will be watching with keen eyes. But the one thing they have to be very alert in is the ball, because if they give a wrong decision, the verbalisms are starting them as well.
And tell me, so in other words, where does the responsibility rest, or how does the GAA get rid of this perceived problem, or this problem that you believe is there?
Well, it seems it's very much a northern issue at the present moment, and it there's no.
And when you say northern issue, you mean not
in
just
nine counties? Yeah, nine counties at the moment, because we haven't heard much from other counties. But I listened to a comment that Thomas O'Shea had said, and if someone said something, he would react as if it, when it gets personal. But remember, the players, we are amateur players, and there's only so much you can take. I think the organisation has to look at it now. We had the one big game, and that was last weekend. They will look at it and look at the game overall, and they'll take in the context of each game in each province and look at the progress of what the flashpoints that has happened and the labelling that has been of what so-called sledging or verbalism. And then they'll analyse it and they say, right, it seems to be only in a certain area or certain teams that seems to be affected by it.
So is there a responsibility with coaches, with managers, with players themselves?
I think coaches have a job to do is coaching the team. There's no question about it. Some people assisting the teams can use different things that can influence a player's positional mentoring of another player, and that should not come into it. He's sent out to mark a player. Verbalism should not come into it. It's not part of marking a player. It's to do damage psychology-wise, but in general, I think it should be managers should do their job, and that's manage the team, prepare the team, and they should. I believe majority of managers go out and do play the game at the way it should be played.
And is there even a responsibility, a moral responsibility, with county boards?
Well, the county boards have a job to present them. They can't play the game in the field. The one thing I will say about county boards, when the perpetrators are identified, action should be taken. No matter what county manager or see more players being black cards, red cards being rescinded. If something like that there comes along, full punishment should be taken. And take it like a man. If you do the crime, you do the time. And that was an old motto. So that's the way it should be done.
Anyway, moving on to tomorrow's game. And just sticking with that theme, is there a feeling maybe in Cavan and Monaghan this week that we're really going to be under the spotlight and really scrutinised, and referees are really going to come down hard, and umpires and fourth official linemen are really going to be listening and watching very closely this weekend?
I think there has been a few flashpoints with the Monaghan Cavan issue earlier on in the year, and there's no point in hiding it. We know it. The thing about it is, I think Monaghan are a seasoned campaign team, and I honestly believe the players will go out and they'll perform the way they should do on the day, and that is to play the game. There's no question, there will be highlighted different areas, and there will be scrutinised. But at the end of the day, it's the game of football, and I'm sure Malik O'Rourke will tell his team there'll be certain issues brought up. Your job is to react one way, the ball in the field, and that's it.
Going in, Monaghan very much the favourites into this one. Going into Kingspan, Breffni Park, and against the old enemy.
Yes, there's no question about it. It's a good challenge. When you look, it's a very favourable size of the draw. But then Cavan are saying the exact same thing as Monaghan will be. But there's no question when you look at the categorised team. You have the ninth worst team, well, I call it the eighth, and then the fifth of what, fifth or sixth worst team. So I think that's the way, and they're in this section of the draw, and Monaghan is in the top along with Donegal. So we're confident, but not only really confident, but it is a banana skin for Monaghan, because Monaghan is expected to win. If they win by 2 points or 8 points, it's what's expected of them, and that's what they have to go out and do Sunday.
Yeah, and in terms of the two teams, what do you make of the selections?
The selection, and I haven't studied the Cavan team. Monaghan team very strong, and when you have Drew Wiley back in the panel, and Darren Hughes picked up a niggly injury earlier on. If the team lines out exactly as it's lined out, I think it's a very formidable team. Desi Moan coming back into the back line, I think it's a very strong. There's an overall performance in this Monaghan team. They know they've gained a few players. You have Colin Walsh sitting in the line, and Chris McGuinness back in good form. Owen Lennon back up right. Age is there, but Owen is good for 25 to 30 minutes, and I think it's a big plus in the games against Roscommon has improved them very much, and against Galway, great results. And I think this Monaghan team has set themselves well. Cavan have a few injury problems now. There was talk of
Killian Clark is out.
He's definitely a very big blow. There's talk of one other player. We don't know until tomorrow. But I have to say, the Cavan team is formidable. The dropouts they had in the league earlier on, the players dropping out, Gibney has. It is a big blow to Terry Hyland. But Cavan would be formidable. The one thing that Monaghan had, the aces to have, is the fact that Conor McManus is in fine form. And the thing you have to look at where Cavan scoring, they're one of the lowest scoring in the league. And they've only scored, I think, one goal in the league. Mm. And Monaghan have scored a few, but not that much more. Mm. But the consistency performance of the high-scoring points from outfield is a big plus for Monaghan.
I know Donegal and Monaghan and Tyrone have been, shall we say, highlighted for bringing a defensive game to their system. But I think Cavan in recent years at under 21 and senior level have even brought it to a newer level. So you can expect the same tomorrow.
Yes, well, it was mentioned a couple of years ago, I think, the Black Death, what they were called, after one of the games. But the call said the same thing about Jimmy McGuinness, but Jimmy went on and proved to win in All-Ireland and three Ulster titles. So that's the way you look at it. Cavan find themselves playing that style of football. We're going to go up against that. There's an old saying what we were taught way back years ago. It's not how well you play, did we win?
Yeah.
No one worries about it. If you win, it's successful. Cavan only know how to defend, and they can defend very, very well, but they have to look over the scores. Maybe they might come out and do it. I know in the McKenna Cup they hit a glorious patch in the opening half against Monaghan, and they were winning by 7 points, and they were kicking points from 40 yards. And this is what amazes me. Players do these things when they're allowed to develop their own skills. We had one in the National League where you've seen their Donegal against Monaghan up in Letterkenny. There was only McBrearty and Murphy lined up for shooting. The rest of the players would have walked the ball into the shooter. Why, or the previous year, Owen McNally scored 1-3, I think it was. So, you know, players, forwards' job is to score, and their opportunity arrives and they should take it, because they'll never know what it's like unless they kick it. And when it goes over the bar, the confidence is higher. But Monaghan will meet a wall from roughly around the 45. They won't retract any further, because McManus can pinpoint balls over the bar. Hughes can do the exact same, so they'll be very active and very alive along the half-forward line.
So it's how Monaghan react to that and overcome that, really, I suppose.
It is correct. And the other thing, Tom, they play to a system, which I don't agree with all the time, because at the end of the day, they learn how to pass 10 yards. When you're playing and training, the old way was you play a game. You're learning how to react under pressure. But these boys pass when they come into the tackle, they release the ball. That's good. But they're only releasing the ball 10 yards maybe back or 20 yards back. Take on the man and draw another player in and let the player come off the shoulder. I think Monaghan will be well geared up for this Cavan defence. And I know with the way Maliki and Ryan Porter set them up and Fimo Fitzpatrick, they'll have looked everywhere. But there is a way of beating the system. It's a matter of the players adapting to it at the time.
Yeah. And somebody mentioned to me during the week, I don't know if it's true or not, maybe you can tell us, Monaghan have never beaten Cavan in Celtic Park, Kingspan Breffni Park in the Championship?
Oh, no, we have.
Yeah.
In 93, 94, yes.
Yeah.
So but it wasn't until we went over in 1987 with a very strong fancy team. We were about 1-5 on. And we came back, we might have had a different hairstyle on the way back because they beat us by 2 points.
Yeah.
And we had a great team in 88 and they came back for the replay the following year and in Clonus, and there was still only 2 points in it. So, yeah. You know, championship games, when you're playing local derbies, as we've seen last week with Tyrone and a local running kick at the ball in it, and no doubt this Sunday, the atmosphere will be electric, and because the game's live on TV, it won't make any difference. And it's given the weather good, Cavan will turn out to a man. And those Cavan players that played Midland through the league, they'll be hoping that next Sunday is the deliverance day for them. And as long as they beat their neighbours, Monaghan, they won't mind where else goes after that. But at the same time, we say the exact same thing. But it's a fortress, but it's one that we'd enjoy going to.